Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Britain has raised its terror threat level to critical after a bomb attack on the London subway Friday that's been claimed by the Islamic State. It was among a number of terror attacks this year, as we hear from Henry Ridgewell in London.
Five terror attacks in Britain, four of them in London this year, all of them targeting soft targets, as police use the term, pedestrian walkways, transport hubs, places that are very difficult for the authorities to defend against. They have put some measures in place. They have put barriers along some of the key walkways and bridges across the River Thames. There is an increased armed police presence in London. But it has to be remembered that millions of people use the London subway network every day, and its bus network and its road network. And I think everybody accepts that it's impossible to defend the entire infrastructure of the city.
Islamic State has said it was an improvised explosive device used at the subway station early on Friday. At least 29 people were wounded when the IED was detonated by an IS-affiliated unit. President Trump responded to North Korea's most recent missile launch. It remarks at a speech for military personnel and their families outside of Washington. Mr. Trump said the U.S. and its allies will never be intimidated. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said North Korea's missile launch is another reckless breach of United Nations resolutions and a major threat to international peace. And at the United Nations, the Security Council met behind closed doors. This is VOA News. Turkey, Russia, and Iran have agreed to a deal that will see the countries work together to police a de-escalation zone in Syria's Idlib province for the next 6 months. Idlib, which borders Turkey, was captured in 2015 by an alliance of jihadists and rebels. Large-scale joint Russian-Belarus military drill, a drill that is, has kicked off. We get more from VOA's Steve Miller.
Video published showed paratroopers in the Pskov region who, according to the drill scenario, were fighting armed groups that illegally crossed into the country. Another video from the Moscow region showed soldiers at an air defense command post. Zapad drills are scheduled to last until September 20th. NATO is closely watching the exercises and says they are larger than the 12,700 servicemen Moscow publicized, actually numbering some 100,000 troops and involve firing nuclear-capable ballistic missiles. Russia's defense ministry said Thursday that the exercises are of a purely defensive nature, but NATO officials say the drills will simulate a conflict with the U.S.-led alliance. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Some 400,000 Rohingya have fled Myanmar's Rakhine State since August 25th, when insurgents attacked police posts, killing at least 12 security force members. Since then, aid groups have struggled with the increasingly urgent humanitarian crisis. Vivian Tan is with the UN Refugee Agency.
The obvious risk is that people don't get the assistance they need, and that we could see a second wave of health problems and even deaths. These people are already very weak, having walked for days.
Rohingya Muslims have been fleeing what they say is long-term persecution in Myanmar, but the speed combined with the scale of the latest crisis is unprecedented. U.S. Space Agency's Cassini spacecraft has disintegrated in the skies above a final blaze of cosmic glory following a remarkable journey of 20 years. Mike Watkins is head of the Space Agency's Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
The discoveries that Cassini has made over the past 13 years in orbit have rewritten the textbooks of Saturn, have discovered worlds that could be habitable, and have guaranteed that we will return to that ringed world.
Only spacecraft to ever orbit Saturn, Cassini showed the planet, its rings and moons up close. Perhaps most tantalizing are the ocean worlds unveiled on two of Saturn's many moons. President of the International Olympic Committee says he remains confident the Winter Games will go on as scheduled in February in South Korea, despite growing tensions, including North Korea's ballistic missile test this week. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.